Have you ever wondered how and when you're supposed to tell someone that you have herpes? Maybe it's after a couple of dates or just before you get intimate. Some suggest to get it over early, while others say to wait until you feel safe. And if you've been sitting there overthinking it to death, trust me, you're not alone, because I've been there too. So in this episode of Herpes Wellness, I'm going to break it all down. What matters, what doesn't, and why it has nothing to do with what you may have heard before. Hi, I'm Kat Dupree, and I help people to navigate life with herpes. And for those that are new here, welcome. For those that are returning, welcome back. Here at Herpes Wellness, we provide education, support, and empowerment for those living with herpes. And if you don't have herpes and you're just looking for more information, we're here to help you too. Now, each Tuesday, we post content on topics like finding love, navigating intimacy, dealing with disclosure, and more. And today, I'm going to talk about one of the most common questions I get, because it's something that's pretty much on everyone's mind and possibly yours too. So if you've been wondering about when you should have the conversation, you're gonna wanna stick around. Now, before we dive in, I wanna share part of my story because I've literally been on both sides of things. So I was in a 10-year relationship with someone who disclosed to me from the very beginning that he had herpes. And the way that he said it, it was like super quick, like ripping a damn Band-Aid off. I mean, he just put it out there. He was direct and he didn't sugarcoat a thing. He didn't make a big deal out of it either. It was just what it was, right? Now, here's another thing. He told me really early on too. I mean, like really early on. I think we had been communicating for maybe about a week before he told me. Maybe it was 2 weeks. I'm not quite sure. I mean, hell, it was such a long time ago. So my timing is probably off. But nonetheless, I thought it was kind of cool of him and shocking at the same time to be so matter-of-fact about it. And I also think that's what made me so curious about learning more about his story and his experience with it, which he shared very openly and honestly with me. Now, when it comes to my approach, I have been all over the place. Some I told after only a short time of knowing them, and with others, I decided to wait. Sometimes I just blurted out, and then other times I got serious and tried to explain my situation and what it meant for me. And after many different attempts, I learned a few things along the way, which I'm about to share with you. The first thing I learned is this. If you still feel like herpes makes you damaged goods, if you're still fighting the thought that no one could ever love you because of it, then it's always going to feel awkward and nerve-wracking to say, I have herpes out loud. I mean, you could wait 6 months or 6 minutes, and the fear and the anxiety will still be there. Before you can tell anyone about your situation, you have to be okay with it first. And this is what I mean by this. Being okay with people saying no to being intimate with you. Being okay with what someone thinks when you tell them, no matter what it is. Being okay with someone treating you differently. Just basically being okay with all the crap and the stigma that comes along with having herpes. Now, I'm not saying that you should go into every conversation expecting awful things to happen when you tell someone, because that's not going to be the case at all. I mean, there will be times when you'll be met with compassion and curiosity too. What I am saying though is that you go into every conversation knowing what could happen, and no matter the outcome, it's all going to be okay. Why? Because you're confident in your skin and you know that herpes doesn't define who you are or your self-worth. And if someone says no to being in a relationship with you, that doesn't make them a bad person. It just means that they aren't up for it. They aren't your person, and that's okay too. Also, I want to point out that when I would tell people and they'd say no, I found that instead of feeling disappointed or even angry, I focused more on showing them compassion and understanding instead, because I would literally put myself in their shoes. I mean, hell, I was in their shoes at one point and said yes to being in a relationship with my ex regardless. But unfortunately, people will say no, and you're okay with it because you're okay with you. Look, the world isn't scarce of people, and you will eventually meet that person. And that person will say yes to being in a relationship with you no matter what. It may take longer than it would if you didn't have herpes, and that's okay too. Why? Because when you do find the right person, you know that they're all in. So now that we got that out of the way, let's talk about if how you actually say it matters. Look, we put too much pressure on ourselves to say it just right. Like if we deliver it perfectly, bam, there will be like no judgment and no rejection and no awkwardness. I mean, like nothing, but I've got news for you. That's not how it works. It just doesn't work that way. I mean, you could rehearse your I have herpes speech like it's a friggin' TED talk and someone might still be like, wait, what? Whoa. Or you could just blurt it out nervously over two glasses of wine. I've been there. And the person might surprise you with compassion and curiosity. That's the thing. There's just like no right way to say it. I mean, you could be calm, confident, and say all the right words and still get ghosted. Or you could babble, say it all messed up, and they could be totally cool with it. It's a total crapshoot. It really is every single time. So if you're sitting there wondering, what if I say it wrong? What if I say too much? What if I make it weird? Just stop. Just stop doing that because it isn't about the perfect delivery. You're not trying to impress anyone. You're just telling the truth. So stop Googling how to disclose herpes to a partner for the 100th time. Take a breath and ask yourself, if I wasn't afraid of what they think, what would I say? And say that. Now, here's something I hear a lot. And it's advice that I used to listen to, but not anymore. Only tell someone when you feel totally safe. Protect your secret at all costs. And not everyone needs to know. Now, look, I get where all of that comes from. I do. It sounds reassuring and protective. And there is some truth to it, especially that not everyone needs to know, right? But here's the thing. It misses the bigger point. Because the truth is, no one can make you feel safe. You could be with the most kindest, most loving, most open-minded person in the world and still feel like you're literally going to throw up just thinking about saying it. Why? Because feeling safe isn't about them. It's about you. It's about whether you've built that safety within yourself first, whether you believe you're still worthy, still lovable, still whole, no matter how someone reacts. Because safety and self-worth, they literally go hand in hand. And if you don't believe you're worthy, no amount of external safety is going to make you feel secure. So if you're sitting around waiting for the perfect moment, the one where the vibe feels right, or they say the right things and you suddenly feel ready, you're going to be waiting a hell of a long time. Because it's not about how safe the moment feels or how safe someone else makes you feel, truly. It's about whether you feel solid enough in yourself to tell someone what's up, even if it gets awkward, or even if they don't handle it well and walk away. Now, how do you know when you're actually ready to tell someone? My answer is this. You're ready when you don't need someone else's reaction and acceptance to define your worth. You're ready when you can say, I have herpes. Not, I experience herpes symptoms or I've had herpes outbreaks in the past. No. That's denial in disguise. You have to feel comfortable to own it for what it is and not follow it with some long-ass backstory or an apology for existing. No softening, no over-explaining, no trying to spin it into something that's easier for them to handle. Just the truth as it is. You're ready when you stop hoping they'll say the right thing to make you feel better, because you already know who you are and you're not looking for permission to be okay with it. And listen, that doesn't mean that you won't feel nervous. This isn't about being fearless or having it all figured out. It just means that you're done tying your worth to someone else's reaction and needing someone outside of yourself to provide validation that you're cool, beautiful, and awesome just as you are. Now, Let's talk about the one thing everyone always wants to know. When is the right time to tell someone you have herpes? Here's the truth. There isn't one. That's it. There's no perfect moment. There's no guaranteed outcome. And there's no right way to time it. You might say it on the first date. You might wait a few weeks. You might bring it up before things get physical. Hell, you might even randomly bring it up while grabbing a cup of coffee. Any of these moments, they can go great. And they can also go to complete shit because it's not about timing. It never was. As I said it before, and I'll say it again, it's about whether you're ready to say it out loud and be okay with what comes next without trying to make it land perfectly. Being ready doesn't mean that you feel calm. It means that you're done trying to control the outcome. It means that you can say it even if you're nervous as hell and not backpedal the second it leaves your mouth. So if you're sitting there overthinking the when, ask yourself this instead. Am I willing to be honest and let the chips fall where they may? If the answer is yes, then that's the right time for you to tell someone. Well, that's all I have for today. If you liked today's episode, please like and subscribe to the channel. Also, I want to invite you to join our free online community by downloading the Herpes Wellness app. There, you'll have free access to our forums where you can ask questions, seek advice, and help other members along their journeys. And for a limited time, anyone who signs up for the free support membership, we're going to upgrade you to the Connection membership, which gives you access to a whole bunch of really cool features, such as a listing in our member directory and member search, direct messaging with other members, a group chat lounge, member-led events, both virtual and in-person, plus monthly live streams with me where we talk about everything herpes. Now, normally this membership is $19 a month, but you'll get this access for free for as long as you remain a member. And if you're wondering about privacy, we've got you totally covered. The app icon actually says H Wellness. So if someone happens to see your screen, you won't disclose your status unintentionally. So be sure to join us at Herpes Wellness. The link to download the app for both the App Store and Google Play is in the description box below. And if there are any herpes topics you'd like for me to discuss on the show, please leave it in the comments. I would love to hear from you. Thanks again for tuning in, and I'll see you the next time on the Herpes Wellness Podcast. Bye for now.